Omicron. It's all over the news right now. You guys have seen this, the new variant?
Yeah.
I mean, a few months ago, it was Delta taking over.
Yeah.
And then others came and went. Now it's Omicron's turn.
It's like they're pop stars. You
know? Just having their brief moment in the spotlight before somebody else comes along.
But 1 month
suddenly,
of fame.
Here we are. There's bans on travel. Britain's back in full lockdown mode again. And they're telling everybody, please get your boosters.
I got mine.
There's a lot of, you know, I wouldn't say panic, but definitely urgency. Because they still don't know exactly what the deal is with Omicron.
Unknown.
Is it worse? Does it make you less sick?
And that's the
thing. It just the name of a transformer who can't taste and smell anymore? Omicron can't smell cinnamon rolls. Look, the whole reason we're talking about this is because after avoiding it for a long, long time, for about a year and a half, a couple weeks ago, COVID hit our show. Now, first of all, I'll just say everybody is okay.
Yes.
Thankfully.
Also, everybody on our show was vaccinated prior to this.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a little bit scary when it went down, but it all started on one dark Monday morning. And what happened, Jose?
You mean Black Monday?
Yeah.
Well, I woke up and I felt like feverish. Like, I just felt super off.
Yeah.
So as I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for the show, I thought, hey, I'm going to take my temperature and see if I have a fever.
Right.
Yeah, which was the first text message I got.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of
And it was like a mild, it was like 99.6 or 7 or
low
something.
Grade.
Very low grade.
And everybody knows, Alexis knows, what's the normal human body temperature supposed to be?
I don't know. Like 96, 98, 95. I know it's not 100. That's all I know.
Less than 100 is good for you.
Yes.
Somewhere between 90 to 100.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Anyway, so knowing that COVID is around, I'm like, look, let's be better safe than sorry. I'm going to go get tested.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I booked the first test that day. And on the way back, I had somebody else deliver me some rapid tests. Mm-hmm. And it came out positive, and that's when I started freaking out. I didn't think I had any kind of COVID. I just thought I had a fever.
And the thing is, I mean, with you, Jose, you are dramatic. Sometimes.
Cautious. So, overly cautious.
Yeah. What does that word mean?
But honestly, I was really worried about you. And how did you feel when you saw that positive sign?
Well, I freaked out. And then you texted me, hey, you know, relax. Stay calm, Jose. And I can't stay calm ever.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, Brooks, just stay calm. But like,
stay calm is what they say to you when something really, really bad is about to happen. You're like, please don't panic.
So anyway, I quote unquote stay calm the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night, as I'm about to go to bed, I do what I always do, eat an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
And I eat my ice cream sandwich and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot taste this. Like I can feel the cold and I can feel the textures.
And you can't taste it all.
I couldn't taste it at all. And so then I started going smelling all my candles. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh God, I can't smell anything. And that is when panic attack, freak out mode went. And I'm like, I've lost my sense of taste.
Okay.
I can't smell. I have a fever. I have a positive rapid test. Like, I'm going to die. Like, I went full on.
Okay. Yeah, not being too dramatic about it.
No, I just
still don't know what that word
means. Again, your fever's low grade. You're breathing fine.
Right.
Correct. And that's a good point. I totally could breathe okay and everything.
The funny thing is, Brooke was getting like a live stream
of every
single 10 minutes of this because Jose was checking in with her just to make sure, like, am I okay now?
Yeah.
Is this okay?
This also happened.
My husband kept going, why do you have your phone out? We're having dinner. I'm like, I'm sorry, Jose has COVID. And he needs to be talking to you this stuff.
We call it Code Brown.
Yeah.
Brown guys freak
just
out.
Just tell him to go to sleep.
You know you have COVID. How does the next few days go for you?
Okay, so the next, like, 4 to 5 days sucked. I couldn't even play video games. That sounds stupid to you guys, but that's when I knew it was real.
That's what you measure it off of.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't play Fortnite at all. I am going to die.
Yeah, you don't want to be playing video games while you have COVID, getting trolled by a bunch of preteens. Like, not only on them beating your butt in the game, but like, also, haha, you have COVID.
Right? So I had to cancel comedy shows that I had.
Oh, that sucks.
I was supposed to go on a flight, and I canceled that, of course. You know, I don't want to risk anything.
That's responsible.
And then finally, after, I'm not kidding, I'd say 10, 11 days, I finally felt like energy. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm diabetic or mm-hmm. what, but yeah, I wish I was asymptomatic and I played Fortnite for 2 weeks. That would be great.
So, but now you're feeling better. You're back to 100%.
I wouldn't say 100. I'm still very tired, but I think that's always going to be a thing because I'm lazy.
Yeah, you've been tired for 10 years on this show.
But I will say my taste is about 75, 80% back.
Can you play video games now?
I can play video games.
Thank God.
The world is healing.
Oh. And Jose is not the only one who tested positive on the show either. Because the day that he told us about it, we all went and got tests just to be safe.
You have to.
And sure enough, Jose gave it to me.
I didn't give it to you. Gave it to me.
And the worst was, though, when Jeff got his positive test back, I was standing with him in the hallway getting ready to get on the elevator. And he didn't have a mask.
I didn't know that.
I got to go get you a mask. Well, I got to get you something.
I thought there was no way I was going to test positive for it because I felt fine.
Yeah.
I didn't get hit that hard by it at all. There was no fever.
What?
I had like a little bit of a body ache for a day.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And like that was it. And so I just took advantage of not being able to come into work, and I slept in late every day. Wouldn't answer any of Producer Boyd's phone calls until 7 or 8.
He was so mad. He was like, Jeff's not calling me back. I know he's not sick. He's not sick.
Mad at the COVID guy.
He didn't even try to hit me up. What are you talking about? Hit him? He didn't even text me at all.
The worst part for me was just trying to figure out all the funky timelines for quarantining, because it's like it's a tricky word puzzle that they throw at you. It's like, take 10 days after your first symptom, minus 7 days from your last exposure. Carry the 2. If the train is going 40 miles per hour and leaves at 2 p.m., how long should you stay in quarantine?
No, it's so true.
Wait. Does that mean you're safe to be back now?
I'm good to be back.
I'm safe to be back now, and I'm feeling fine. But I really do think that having the vaccine helped me personally not go through such bad symptoms.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you're out there, if you haven't gotten yours yet, or if you're waiting to get your booster, go get it.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get my booster now.
It kept the rest of us safe.
That's right.
Yeah, Alexis, you,
just you
Ashley?
Two? That's kind of weird, guys. Yeah.
Well, we you know, they're kids. the lesser. Yeah. We're just superior. We got superior antibodies or something. Or they were making out earlier.
We definitely kissed, but that's normal. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
We'll have the video up a little bit later on Brooke and Jeff for TikTok and Instagram so you can know how not to get your COVID transmitted.
It's the COVID bros.
Yeah, so we're all feeling better. We're happy to be back. Got your phone tab coming up next.